The Minister of Finance, Tekpe, says national debt to GDP ratio will further reduce in the 2017 fiscal year when additional oil fields come on stream. He said despite the challenges in the economy, government has been able to raise enough revenue to cover expenditure this year. Mr. Tekpe was speaking on the floor of Parliament during the debates on the 10.9 billion Ghana cedis expenditure in advance of appropriation to finance government operations for the first quarter of 2017 financial year.
Let me also point out that there were dire projections that by this year, our debt ratio would have hit 99% of GDP. Mr. Speaker, today we are talking about a declining debt ratio against the background of sluggish growth. What this points to is that from next year, when we have a 10th year and we have a sub-cover field, for which again this government went for a partial risk guarantee that was opposed, we will return to growth and the debt to GDP ratio will definitely go down as it is going down to be.
Yes.
Your ability to pay down debt is determined by the primary balance. Mr. Speaker, even when we had dipping and we had additional resources, you know, to boot, Mr. Speaker, our primary balance was in deficit. And it has taken us these initiatives that we are implementing to bring the primary balance close to balance. Mr. Speaker, that is your ability, you know, to pay debt. It is not a nominal. And therefore, despite, again, the setback that the economy has gone through, this government has been able to raise enough revenue to cover expenditure to the point where, if you take it net of the debt service, we are able to reach a primary balance. And therefore, the nominal figure may not necessarily be the issue.
The finance minister also gave explanation of road arrears payment to contractors.
The issue of road arrears was raised. Let me also state that this is not a new phenomenon. The fiscal table speaks for itself. If you go back, you will see road arrears. And indeed, today we don't talk of the Gang of Four or Gang of Six. It is because we are paid down through the same borrowing. Because it is not strategic to put capital expenditures as significant as roads on a budget and think that you can finance it. Mr. Speaker, it is better to borrow long-term to finance. Why that explains why the interest rate is going up and the borrowing rate is going up. Mr. Speaker, that borrowing rate has begun to decline. In essence, Mr. Speaker, what I'm saying is that you do not look at interest rate in isolation. You look at the source of financing. And as one of my colleagues has said, we look at investment. When you look at debt, you also look at investment. As the borrowing, for example, has averted more crises, for example, for the Etuabo plant, yes, which was criticized on this very floor of the House, yes, the CBB facility, but for which today we are processing.
Finance Minister Seth Tekpe.